to canned goods. So if you're in need of those things, or you have a neighbor or a friend or a family member, just let us know. We do deliver. Yes, we do deliver. We're better than Uber. So just let us know. We'll get that to you. We are good for about 2 weeks right now as far as supplies. So thank you for bringing in those supplies. Please be aware of the needs around you. If there's additional prayer that needed, let us know. We want to make sure we cover all those things. As we get into the message this morning, I really feel it's important that we check our foundation. This portion of Scripture is well known with all of you, but I really believe that we need to get back to those areas. And later on in the message, in Ezekiel, it talks about untempered mortar. And I know that we need to keep our hearts right, and what we build upon is so important. And in Matthew chapter 7, let's open in a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come against this virus now, in Jesus' name. We come against any demonic influence. We ask you, Lord God, to bring a stay. Lord God, to move this out of the way. Lord, any demonic activity, Lord, that's involved, we cancel it now in Jesus' name. We come against fear. We come against those things, Lord God, that are contrary to your word. And we ask you, Lord God, for a mighty move of your Holy Spirit. Lord, save now. Lord, touch our families. Lord, those we associate with. Lord, our neighbors. Lord, bring a mighty move upon this country. Lord, strengthen our leadership in this country. Lord, continue to move, Lord God. Lord, those that are afflicted, Lord, raise them up from their afflictions. Bring healing, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we speak a return. We speak a return of those that are away from you. We speak a return, Lord God, for those that are indifferent. We speak a return, Lord God. And Father, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to save now. Truly, Hosanna, save now. Lord, all those, Lord God, that are listening to this message, Lord, work deep within each heart. Lord, unlock those things, Lord Jesus. Give us understanding that we can grow in the grace and the knowledge of our dear Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, in Matthew chapter 7, I'm going to start with verse 24. It says, therefore, whosoever hears the sayings of mine and does it, I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house upon the rock. When we look at this rock, Christ is the spiritual rock on which the house is built. The sand represents the teaching of man, and the winds are the trials that come our way. I don't think any of us really thought much about how the year would start this way. But now that we're in the thick of it, we need to have our faith be strong in it. There's a difference between true faith and mere profession. The eternal word, the Christ, when I look at the world, it's like particles of sand. Every spiritual structure will be tried. Many false buildings have already been swept away. We need to be careful on how we build our structure. In Matthew 24, let's look at verse 25. Now let's go over 26. And the rains descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it didn't fall, for it was founded upon the rock. And everyone who hears the saying of mine and does them not shall be like unto a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat that house, and great was the fall. There's a contrast between hearing and doing. Jesus speaks here of two house builders. Now, I've noticed that these houses are still the same. And life is like building a house. You think about it, each person is a house. Life is to be built. And how we build that house really determines our destiny, not only here on earth, but also in eternity. Outwardly, these two houses look familiar and similar, but the big difference is the foundation, what it's built on. When this was written, Jesus knew about Palestine and the storms that would come in, that many times when a storm would come in, a sweeping flood would soon follow. Many times it hit villages, and those that are built on the rock stood, and those that are built on the sand has fallen. In 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11, it says this, no other foundation can a man lay but that which is Christ Jesus. Jesus is our rock. Say that. Jesus is our rock. He's the foundation. He's the purpose. He's our person. His blood, his righteousness, all those make a firm and strong foundation, one that we can rely on. The house that's built on Christ will stand. And it's more than just confessing that. It's living that out. In Psalm 127, verse 1, except the Lord builds the house, the labor's in vain. It says this, but those who have built it, it says that even if you try to keep a city, unless the Lord sets a watch, you watch in vain. The Lord's that important factor. And in Isaiah 28, verse 16, it talks about laying a cornerstone in Zion. And we know that that cornerstone is from where it's built. It aligns everything up. More than ever, we need to be aligned with Christ. When we look at our foundation, the Lord has allowed it all to be stripped away. The storms have blew, and now we can look, are we really standing? Is it just our own confession, or are we standing upon the word of Almighty God? I love it when I hear people speak faith today. It's like there's so much doubt. There's so much accepting what's going on. We need to come against these things. We need to speak the victory. That's our power we have, that we have Christ in us, the hope of glory. If you think about it, if Jesus is on himself physically on this planet right now and he was ministering, would he rebuke the storms? Would he rebuke the disease? Absolutely. We as the church need to do also. We must align ourselves up with Christ. If you listen to the news 5 minutes, man, it'll wreck your faith. But the truth is that we need to live by the word of Almighty God. What proceeds out of his mouth, that's our strength. When I look at this house, this life that we live, it needs to be built on wisdom. In Proverbs 24, verse 3, through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it's established. Even Peter learned this in Matthew 16, 18, that when he said, thou art the Christ, he said, Peter says this, thou art the Christ. And Jesus said, upon this rock. That's a true fact. Upon Christ we can build. Now, if you have your Bibles, I want you to flip over to Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. And I look forward to meeting everybody and being together again. I'm really tired of looking at empty chairs. I thought about making some cutouts of everybody and placing you around in the room to make it look a little more full. But we need to speak that victory. In Luke chapter 6, I want you to start with verse 46. It says, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Notice, why call me Lord and do not do what I say? Listen, if we don't do what Jesus said, we're not doing what the Father has said. We need to listen to what he said and follow that. In John 6, verse 29, Jesus answered and said unto him, this is the work of God, that you believe on him who has sent me. And in verse 47, whosoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, this is what he's like. He's like a man who built a house and put a deep foundation and laid it upon the rock. Notice when you hear his sayings and do them, it's like digging deep. We need to dig deep. We need to be incessantly digging deep on that rock. There are times that we have some soil that we need to remove, but it needs to be upon that rock. I remember one time I was looking at this house and they were building a new garage behind it. A friend of mine asked me to go over there and take a look. And while they were laying the foundation, there was a bunch of cement guys. And then I noticed one guy kicking in dirt into the foundation. And man, I got a little upset at that. This guy's getting a brand new garage. He's got the footings already dug, and they're caving it in. And I looked at that. They were trying to cheat and save concrete. So while people weren't looking, they were kicking in the dirt. And I thought, that foundation will never be as strong as if it was built only upon that cement or rock. We also need to look at that foundation. There may be areas that are really great, but are we building it all upon the rock? Has somewhere been kicked in some dirt? If we do, we need to remove that and change that. I've seen people throw coffee cans in. I've seen people throw pop cans. Anything that's added to the foundation weakens it. We also have to look. We've heard so many things today over the years. Our whole life at times have been come against things like doubt and unbelief. We have to say, you know what, I'm going to get all those out. We need to have true biblical faith today. When I look, I don't want nothing mixed in my mortar. In Ezekiel 13, verse 11, it says this, "You've dubbed it with untempered mortar, and it shall fall in an overshadowing shower, in great hailstones shall fall, in stormy winds it shall rend it." Untempered mortar will cause a good foundation to crumble. Many times we have great intentions, like I shared the other day, but we have to look at it and say, I want to make sure I'm built on the rock in every area. That means my family also, that each one have the same profession of faith, that we're looking to say, I don't want any untempered mortar. You can watch a whole lot of things on TV and not even feel spiritual at all. We have to look and continue to sow the word deep within our hearts. Make sure there's nothing in there. Well, these guys that were kicking in dirt in the foundation, I got upset. I really did. That homeowner paid for a solid foundation, and it's amazing that it was blatant being ruined. We have to look also that nobody ruins our faith, tries to kick in some things. Sometimes you just got to say no and stand up. Many times we're afraid that we're going to offend somebody. There are times you just need to speak the truth in love. If that isn't enough, believe me, that is enough. When Jesus did it, he spoke the truth in love. Notice he never compromised in any area. Can you imagine what the church would look like if we stand in faith, believing God's word, things will change. I believe a great harvest of souls will come in. But if we're indifferent or we don't even care about the foundation, the storms have come. Later on today, I'd like you to read 1 Corinthians 3. Go through that whole chapter, especially 11 through 15. That's 1 Corinthians 3, 11 through 15. Talks about laying a precious foundation and not having anything else. When I talked about digging a foundation, sometimes we got to dig deep. Digging at times becomes difficult. I know the older I get, the less I want to dig holes. When I was younger, I could go and run through a troop and leap over a wall. Sometimes I can't even get over a barrel, but that's just how it is. But the truth is we have to pace ourselves a little bit more as you get older. Yes, I am getting a little bit older, just a little. Now that I'm 39, it's starting to take effect here. But we have to dig. We have to dig until we find Christ. In Psalm 18, verse 2, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I trust, my buckler, my horn of salvation, and my high tower." Notice the psalmist has an unbelievable confession. This message, we need to have it. Notice he's my rock. He's my fortress. How about today? He's my deliverer. He's my God. He's my strength in whom I trust. Have that come forth from your lips. Have that come forth from your heart. There's power in there. It makes the demons tremble when we speak these words of faith. When I look today, he is my salvation and my high tower. He's my refuge in whom I can trust. I can run to him and find that hope and help. In these portions of scripture, the flood is this. It's the symbol of all possible tests. Even Job chapter 1 verse 8. When the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There's none like him, perfect, upright, fears God, keeps himself from evil." Then Satan had that test upon him. The Lord allowed this to happen, but God seen him through. And if you think about Job, he went through some unbelievable things, yet he continued. And at the end of the story, God blessed him with twice as much. Faith and hope can undergo hours of doubt and temptation, even dangers, some even to the dangers of death. But a true disciple stands. In Proverbs 12, verse 7, "The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand." When I look even today, that God can swallow up the flood. And in Job 40, verse 23, behold, he drinks up the river and it doesn't flow. I love that. He trusts in him. He trusts and can draw out Jordan out of his mouth. Believers, we're in a storm today, but preserved to eternal life. When I look at him, he's a sure foundation. As it says in Isaiah 33, verse 16, he dwells on high. I love this. His waters are sure. And believe me, you're on the mountain with the Lord. It doesn't matter how high the waters get. God will be with you. There are times that we need to go higher. I know on that journey, it seems like the enemy tries to slime the slopes as we climb closer to him. But God will give you a firm foundation. In each stage of life, we need to grow in these things. My hope is this, is that the church comes through with a stronger resolve, a more heart for the lost. That's my hope. I hope that this it doesn't become a place of ease, that now we're just, well, we're just going to do this now. I refuse to let this be the new norm. I do. I refuse. Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. That the enemy seems like he's working overtime in hearts to keep people isolated. I still go to the stores. I do. I still go to the grocery store. I do. And my confession is, he is Lord. I was at the gas station. Yep, at the gas station, still with people. And the lady asked me how I was doing. I said, you know what? Any better, I'm off the planet. And I meant it. Any better, off the planet. She chuckled. She's like, man, that's the greatest positive thing I've heard today. We can be the light in this world. When I walk today, it seemed like everybody avoids everyone. And I understand the 6-foot stuff. I understand all that. But you know what? I'm just living my life. Lord Jesus, you work. Touch. Minister. I've had more chances to share the gospel while I've been out than ever. That people are hungry. If we put away the fear, you know what? The Lord can bring a mighty victory. Look at Luke 6, verse 49. It says that he that hears not or doesn't listen is like a man who built his house on this earth, against which the streams beat. And immediately it fell, and great was the ruin. If we just build it upon the sand or just earthly principles, it will fall. Notice the storms come to both houses. For those that say as believers that you'll never have a storm, that's not the life I live. I read in Scripture that it beats on both. But if you know and you can look back and say, man, this house, I'm not worried. It's built upon the rock. That's a great testimony. It's also an assurance that God will see us through. He is greater than the virus. Think about all throughout all of history, how many things God has delivered people from. We need to speak that God's going to deliver us also. In the portion of Scripture in Matthew, it says, great was the fall. Notice, great is the fall. It's a tragedy. Genuine faith is always tested. It's tested against doubt. It's tested against affliction. And it's tested even death. Now, in this country, we still have a lot to deal with. But in other areas, people are being persecuted for their faith. They're being put to death if they confess Christ. In every area, genuine faith is tested. And I look today, I want to say, Lighthouse Church, that we can stand the test. I want to have the testimony that God was with us. Look how he delivered us. Look how he helped us. Look how he prospered us. Look how he was with us. What a great testimony to a world that we can say, our rock is not their rock. Our God is God. And in Luke 6, verse 49, he says that he that hears and does not is like a man who built the foundation upon the earth. Notice it's earthly, it's sensual, it's devilish. That's the wisdom that comes from today. When we have the word of God working in us, we can hear and we can discern. Discernment needs to happen today. If we speak, let us speak the oracles of God. Many times I'm waiting, Lord, what are you saying during this time? That's what I want to speak. When he prepared this message with me, he said, I want you to speak this. So I do this really under command, not by just obligation, but command, that we need to hear and do, that we don't deceive ourselves. How many times have we came into church, we've heard the message, but kind of forgot by the time we made it to the parking lot? Now, there's been a few times I've challenged people at the door, hey, how was the message and what did I preach on? And my goal is more than just Jesus. That's good, but it's the word. That's why when we take notes, we sow it in our hearts and we rehearse it over. Now, I know many of you take the scriptures and look at them and sow them in. That's vitally important. Even now where you may have a little extra time, sow that word deep within, because there's meat in meat indeed. Certain meats, hey, they taste good, but I've known this, that I have to have it cooked. I don't like it raw, I like it cooked. Well, the Lord will prepare it up just the way we need it. We can't be Christians by name only. We have to have a living faith in our hearts. When it comes to faith, faith makes the Christian. Life shows the Christian. Suffering proves the Christian. And dying crowns the Christian. I'll read that again. Faith makes the Christian. Life shows the Christian. Suffering proves the Christian. And dying crowns the Christian. Like all of you, I want to live this out. We need to dig deep. It says, he dug deep until he found the rock. When I dig deep, I begin to notice that there's certain soil, especially here. In Michigan, I've encountered sand, and I've encountered a lot of clay. Many times, subdivisions are built just on clay alone. If you live in Ann Arbor, a lot of those homes have to shore up their bricks on the inside, because after a while, the sand or the clay begins to push against it, the water, and it starts to cave it in. So a lot of those homes have to be shored up. The outlying areas, there's a lot more sand. But Metro Detroit, pretty much clay. A little bit of topsoil, clay. Now, it does make a foundation. It does get pretty hard, but it's also messy. And too much water makes it erode. It holds more moisture. Today, more than ever, the deeper we go, the more we'll find different soils. And I've learned this, that if I go till I find the rock, that's a permanent place. I was working on a job doing electrical work. It was over in Orchard Lake, way down there, I don't know, 15, 16, 17 mile. And they were putting in a new like sub area in a shopping mall. And when I got there, they had these giant trucks. They were called pile drivers, and they were driving steel right in the ground. This thing would take a big weight up in the air and then come down and bang, bang. It was like all day long, just 6 days a week, and they were driving these big old beams in the ground. Then when that one sunk all the way to the ground, they welded another one to it. They drove that one until it couldn't move anymore. Well, I asked one of the foremen there, I go, why are you guys doing it? He goes, look, when they decided to build here, the ground is terrible. There's no good foundations, so we have to drive these steel beams until we hit something solid. Let's do that also. There are times that we feel like we're being beat on, we're going through a whole mess. Let it just drive that steel deeper until it finds that place, because I personally believe this building that was there, that thing will never come down. There's feet after feet. I've seen 50 feet at a time go in the ground, then welded another one on top, and that driven in the ground. I don't know how deep it ended up, but I saw several of them being stacked up one after another. Can you imagine your foundation being driven that deep? You'll last. There won't be a storm. My prayer is this, that when we're through this storm, that we'll be stronger than ever. That the next thing that comes up, because I read the book of Revelation, there's some things coming on the earth that, Lord Jesus, help us. That we'll be able to stand strong. That we'll dig deep. That obedience to faith, listen, is something we need. And then each one of us can walk in it. In Romans 16, verse 20, the prayer was this, that the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. And the grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Amen. Notice that the God of peace shall bruise Satan shortly under your feet. Speak in that victory. When it comes to the church, we need to keep his word. In John 14, verse 21, says this is my commandment, that you keep them. If you keep them, you show that you love me and that you're loved of my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. And Jesus said this, if a man loves me, he'll keep my words, and the Father will love him. And I will come to him and make my abode with him. Notice that we keep the word. Jesus said, listen, if you hear my words and you do it, you're a wise builder. Since life is like a building, I want to build what's wise. When I have Christ's words on my lips, it's not the words of this world. It is different. It's spiritual in understanding. It's powerful. And it's the only thing that makes the enemy tremble when the word of God is spoken through believers. When we couple that with prayer, what a powerful mixture that is. That we can trust the foundation that Jesus Christ is Lord. I'll say it again. Jesus Christ is Lord. Speak that today over your family. Plead the blood of Christ in those arenas. But walk in strength. And walk in joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I'm not waiting to get to heaven to be happy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We can have a powerful witness today. We can go after it. But let's build upon that rock. If you find in your foundation some areas that have some sand, get that out of there. Change that area. If there's some things in your house that are not pleasing to the Lord, or how about this? The areas the Lord, you know the Lord's dealing with you with. You know what it is. Let him deal with you. Deal with that area. Put that aside. Anything you forsake for the kingdom of God's sake reaps a reward. And he sees. He sees in secret and rewards openly. Maybe he's laying on your heart to take on a certain task. Be obedient to that. The Lord will bless you. Maybe it's to go out and share your faith. Reach somebody. Maybe bring a cup of cold water, as it were. I know that here we do have some toilet paper. Yes, that toilet paper, that vital stuff in life. We do have some at the church. If you need some, give us a call. You're welcome to it. Every resource we have, we want to make available. But let's dig deep. Make sure the foundation is sure. Remove anything that's hindering. And bless the Lord, let's never cave in our foundation or cave in somebody else's. Let's be strong in the faith. Let's live for them all out, and God will be glorified. Church, I can't wait that we're together. Looking at these empty chairs is like just these blue things looking at me. But soon, I'm believing for a return. Lynn says hi. The staff says hi here, so we thank all of you. We bless you. You can continue to give online or send it in by mail. We'll receive that. Continue to see everything go as planned. Well, as we close in prayer, I want to believe the Lord for a great move. Bow your heads with me as we close here. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that you're with us. That, Lord, you'll never leave us, nor will you forsake us. And, Lord, we're going to watch how we build on this foundation. That, Lord, you said one of the keys is that we hear and we obey. That, Lord Jesus, it's more than just mere confession. We're going to live it out. That, Lord God, we're going to put to practice what we've learned. That, Lord, I know there are times we have to dig deep to find that rock. That, God, we're going to find it in every area. And, Lord, as we're digging in those areas, Lord, we're going to remove the debris, anything that would hinder that foundation from being laid upon that rock. Because, Lord, we know that life is like a building, that we're preparing ourselves now and for eternity. That, Lord, we want to be a wise master builder. Because, Lord, we know that the storms will beat on both houses. And, Lord, many times they look just identical until it comes. And, Lord God, you said if it's built on the sand, just worldly things, it will collapse. And great will be the fall. But, Lord, you said that which is built on the rock will stand. Lord, that's our confession today. That's our heart today. That, Lord, we're going to clean house. Lord, spiritually, we're going to put away every weight and sin, those things that trip us up. And, Lord, we're going to keep ourselves pure unto you. Father, I pray, Lord God, for Lighthouse Church and family, that, Lord, there won't be one sick among us in the name of Jesus. Lord, the extended family, Lord, those that are out that are listening to this message, Lord, healing virtue to flow, a corporate healing to be upon. Lord, I pray for a soul-winning anointing of Jesus to come forth. That truly, Lord God, joy, Lord, will be our portion. Strength and wisdom. Now bless your people, Lord God. Lord, bring us back on that appointed day filled, ready to go in Jesus' name. Well, church, thank you so much for this time. Hope you got something out of this message. God bless you. Have a great, supernatural, Holy Ghost week. Amen.